Welcome to TSI Talk, where we explore the latest trends and technology shaping the future of healthcare. I'm Glenn Marthy.
And I'm Heather Beckman. Today's episode is all about navigating the world of healthcare claim denials. We'll delve into the top denial trends, including medical necessity denials, how they've evolved over time, and what providers can do to tackle these challenges.
Joining us is our guest, Angela Armstrong, Executive Vice President of Operations and Healthcare GM of TSI. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Glenn and Heather. It's great to be here.
Let's start with an overview of the most common reasons for claim denials today. What are the leading causes?
Despite strategies used to contain denials, unfortunately, they continue to rise. The top reasons for claim denials include eligibility issues, lack of medical necessity, missing or invalid documentation, and coding errors. According to the American Medical Association's 2023 National Health Insurer Report Card, the average denial rate is a staggering 12%, which is a 2% increase over prior year. This report outlined that the largest drivers being eligibility issues accounting for 24% of all denials and medical necessity accounting for 18%. When we think about denials and denial trends, what is shocking is to think that 82% of denials received are preventable, but 22% or one in five are never going to be recovered. When it's estimated to cost $25 to work one denial, it's understandable why denial management is a major revenue leakage opportunity for providers.
How have these denial trends evolved, particularly for medical necessity denials?
Front-end denials have seen a minimal decrease, roughly 5% since 2020, but they still account for over 41% of all claim denials. Over the past 5 years, medical necessity specifically has risen 10%, as reported by the AMA. And data published from HFMA states that medical necessity has risen from 14% in 2018 to 18% in 2023, which is really reflective of more stringent insurer criteria and heightened scrutiny by insurance carriers. This is why it's critical for providers to trend their denials and take corrective action, or the financial impact will continue to increase the adverse on their bottom line.
That's quite a jump. What's the financial impact of these denials?
The financial impact is substantial. The Journal of Health Economics published a 2022 study that estimated that medical necessity denials resulted in $20 billion in losses annually for providers. And additionally, when you think of the cost to collect and work a denial averaging at $25 per, managing and appealing these denials can cost hospital systems an average of $2.5 million a year. That's a huge impact to hospitals who are already struggling.
What are the main causes for these denials?
Well, looking at medical necessity specifically, 40% is insufficient documentation, 30% a lack of prior authorization, and 20% a failure to meet clinical guidelines. Medical necessity is a denial that is largely dependent upon strength of documentation to substantiate the service provided. And let's face it, providers didn't go to school to be coders or experts in clinical documentation for proof of payment. This is where having a strategic partner that can quickly respond to denials and proactively uses technology that anticipates payer arguments is critical to overturning denials and improving revenue and overall recovery rates.
So, Angela, given these trends, what can healthcare providers do to mitigate future denials?
To mitigate these denials, providers should first enhance their documentation practices and establish comprehensive prior authorization processes. Second, leveraging advanced technologies like AI and data analytics can help identify potential issues before claims are submitted. And third, streamlining communications with payers and patients is crucial. Also, leveraging a leading global technology-enabled partner such as TSI can be invaluable. TSI specifically has developed a proven proprietary solution that incorporates advanced AI and data analytics to predict payer arguments and outcomes. This approach guides the strategy and formation of appeals based on specific denials, case history, medical evidence, and medical criteria guidelines. Additionally, the integration of large language models, intelligent document processing, and robotic process automation technologies drives optimal operational efficiencies.
And how effective are appeals for medical necessity denials?
Great question. According to a 2023 report by the MGMA, the average success rate for appealing medical necessity denials is about 35%. This highlights the challenges providers face when overturning these denials, despite a rigorous appeal process. This is why it's crucial for providers to periodically test their strategies against market leaders who have sophisticated technologies, workflows, and expert resources. In some cases, or actually most cases, these results show that a blended approach will yield much higher success rates.
And what about the cost of managing these appeals?
Well, as discussed earlier, Heather, the cost of managing and appealing medical necessity denials can be significant, averaging $2.5 million annually per hospital system. This is a staggering number. This includes the administrative expenses and potential lost revenue. It can be significant to reduce this cost by incorporating a strategic partner that leverages advanced technologies, preemptive workflows, while yielding actionable insight to address process changes necessary to mitigate denials.
What about denials that can't be addressed through process change? How should providers handle these?
For persistent denials, a robust denial management strategy that focuses on root cause analysis is essential. This involves analyzing denial trends, leveraging a blended strategy, incorporating the latest technology and resource expertise, executing targeted appeal processes with predictive arguments, and maintaining thorough records of communications. Data analytics and modern AI can also help identify patterns, flag pre-denial submissions, and refine appeal strategies to improve your success rates.
Could you elaborate for us on how data analytics can assist in refining appeal strategies?
Certainly. Data analytics can identify which payers are most likely to deny claims based on specific denial issues, argument patterns, and past appeal outcomes. This information is crucial for tailoring appeal letters to address the exact reasons for a denial, including case history and relevant medical evidence. By leveraging predictive insights into payer behavior and potential outcomes, this allows the formation of more effective appeals and reduces the time needed to overturn denials.
What should providers be aware of as they prepare for future denial challenges?
Well, Glenn, providers should stay informed about evolving payer policies and regulatory changes. Investing in continuous staff training, adopting advanced technologies, and partnering with a technology-enabled global provider is crucial. Additionally, keeping an eye on emerging trends, such as increased use of telehealth, will be important as these can impact reimbursement and denial trends. This should include leaning on your business partners to share what trends they are seeing across the industry and how they are addressed, as well as how you can improve internally as a provider health organization.
So it's clear that staying ahead of these trends and leveraging technology will be key to managing denials effectively.
Absolutely. Proactive measures and strategic use of technology can help providers navigate the complexities of medical necessity denials and maintain financial stability.
Thank you, Angela, for sharing your insights on the top denial trends in healthcare and how providers can navigate these challenges.
Yes, thank you so much, Angela. It's evident that while denials are a significant challenge, there are effective strategies and technologies to mitigate their impact.
And to our listeners, if you want to learn more about managing claim denials and improving your revenue cycle, contact us through our website at tsico.com.
Thanks for tuning in to TSI Talk. Until next time, stay informed and stay proactive.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Glenn and Heather.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, reach out to us on social media or via our website. Have a great day.